Mexico nationalized its oil industry in 1938. Petróleos de México, or Pemex, is a state-owned oil monopoly as well as the cash cow of the Mexican government. Around 40% of all federal revenues are from Pemex. In the past, the government has discouraged Pemex from retaining earnings and investing in technology and new discoveries, preferring them to pay taxes and employ a lot of people. In the short run, this might make sense, but in the longer run, it's been disastrous. Drilling was easy at first for Pemex, but as the oil has been pumped, further extraction is harder, and denied funds for investment, Pemex is now quite inefficient and actually loses money. Reform has been politically sensitive because nationalizing the industry was and remains popular with Mexicans, and Pemex employees belong to a strong union that resists change. Until the mid-1970s, Pemex was not an export-focused company. Like the Brazilian oil company Petrobras, it produced mostly for the domestic market. Over the years, it's faced a variety of obstacles. Early on, the biggest challenges included training an unskilled labor force, consolidating a number of different foreign firms into one national company, and pressures from foreign countries, especially Great Britain, who were angry over the expropriation. Things were bad enough that by the 1950s, Mexico was a net importer of oil and had to invite American companies to help them find new oil fields. In the 1960s, the government started to actively use Pemex for other social and economic goals, including ones unrelated to oil. For instance, Pemex and the National Electrical Utility, CFE, performed almost all of the large engineering projects in the country, such as building roads, ports, bridges, railroads, company towns, and hospitals. Pemex's inward-looking focus started to change in the 1970s, though. With the high oil prices in the 1970s, Pemex started focusing more on exports and exploring new oil fields. 17% of the federal budget in 1974 was dedicated to this search, and in 1976, the large oil field called Cantarell was discovered. Interestingly enough, despite the fact that the government was throwing large amounts of money into the search, the Cantarell field was found by accident by a fisherman. He kept getting nets ruined by bubbling oil and complained to Pemex, thinking it was their doing. Cantarell seemed like a gold mine. It was easy to extract oil from the field, and Pemex could make money while investing very little in infrastructure and new production. Oil prices were low in the 1990s, and the Mexican government was loath to invest new money into Pemex. The Treasury, or the Hacienda, quote, allowed only minimal investments needed to maintain the status quo. The financial crisis of the mid-1990s had the government scrambling to find new revenue. That, combined with the fact that Pemex's output was starting to drop, convinced lawmakers that new investment must be pumped into the company. It wasn't until 2003, though, that Pemex made his, quote, first significant foray into oil exploration since the 1970s. A recent report noted that, quote, Pemex is a Fortune Global 500 company that has since 2005 been ranked in or near the top 50 positions in pre-tax revenues of all companies worldwide. Its dismal final numbers, low profits, consistently struggling to break even, are due to its heavy tax burden, difficult budgeting process, and debt accumulation. By the early 2000s, taxes on Pemex made up more than 33% of the federal budget, and oil made up 8% of Mexico's total exports. In 2006, though, Mexico had debts of more than $50 billion, and those are only the official debts. The real number is likely to be quite a bit higher. Also, hydrocarbon reserves have been declining throughout the 2000s, but reform to Pemex is extremely sensitive. So what has led to this tenuous state of affairs? One recent analyst notes that, quote, Pemex was for the most part unable to make meaningful decisions over the last 30 years, and to make things worse, no one from outside the company was able to do so either. It is therefore difficult to even develop a coherent concept of performance for Pemex in this regard, given its inability to develop a long-term strategy, let alone implement it. In the follow-up video on Pemex, we will explore the reasons why Pemex has performed poorly in recent years. The information from this video comes from Stojanovsky's 2012 Handcuffed, an assessment of Pemex's performance and strategy. It gives an excellent overlook of Pemex and the problems that it faces.